Last time we began Siman Resh Pei Vav, we had a chance to sort of get an overview. The Rambam gives us a gorgeous overview of Resh Pei Vav, Resh Pei Zayin, in the form of Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, a list of the ten Tanoim. Mentioned a few other Tanoim the Rambam does not list. And then last time we focused on Seif Aleph, and now we turn our attention to Seif and Beis, and hopefully Dal and Hay as well. Last time we were focusing on Sif Aleph, and one of the question of Shari Chatzera, Shari Yara, Shari Medinas, how you make sense of that, Machlokas HaRishonim, whether the reason why those unroofed spaces are get a mezuzah at the front door going in, is that because they in fact are chayev despite their lack of roof? And I mentioned that we'll be seeing further on, there may have a parallel this shita in Achronim, that a small space that's less than dollar maybe could sometimes have chiyuv mezuzah nevertheless. Or the other approach is that the need for a roof and the need for a dollar, those are absolute requirements. And the chatzir actually is not chayiv mezuzah, but the shara chatzir is chayiv because it's a non-adjacent door that's maybe lidei the batim, which do have roofs. That was the first issue that we focused on last time. And then the second issue that we focused on was a question of shutzvos akum. What do you do when you have a space, especially if you have a chatzeros ayaros, or even a single bias, which is jointly held or jointly occupied by a mix of Jews and non-Jews? Let's say you have an office space, that you have a business, it's a partnership of Jews and non-Jews, or the offices or the other places that are held and used by that business. Or if you have multiple households in a single unit, in a single chatzar, in a single year, some of those households are Jewish, some are non-Jewish. So how do you deal? The Gemara says, Beis HaShutfim Yitzchayez, Ramad said, it's only true if they're Shutfim Yisraelim. And we saw there were three reasons why one would assume that Shutfus Akum would pater from mezuzah. You have the Machlokas Mordechai and Rashba, whether inherently Shutfus Akum paters, and that seems to be rooted in the Machlokas and Tosas, which will be nader be seen more about, whether ownership is on level of Daraisa, is ownership a factor in creating a chiyuv of mezuzah. If I don't own the space, I'm not chayv min haTorah, and if it's a joint ownership of Jews and non-Jews, perhaps I'm not chayv at all. And then the two other issues that came up, both rooted in our Gemara, Yuman, Yud Aleph, and Aleph, Sakana and Bizaya. So that was our focus last time. I'm sorry, the recording I think got cut off. Now hopefully everything is well charged. Yes. Everything is well charged, and I think we should be able to make it all the way through. So we turn our attention now to something we'd left hanging in Sif Aleph. We said we'll get to Sif Beis, and now we're in Sif Beis. In between the Shari Chayseres and the Beis Ha'isha Beis HaShutfim, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph had mentioned Refes, Bakar, Lulin, Otzros, Yayin, Veshemen, different sorts of storage spaces. Different sorts of storage spaces are chayiv and mezuzah, whether they're storage for inanimate objects, a pantry, you have a wine cellar or something like that, or a place where animals live. The animals themselves are not chayiv mezuzah, the animals aren't Jewish. But the fact that the chickens live in the coop, the animals live in the barn, but that per se is not chayiv mezuzah because they have no chayiv mezuzah. The question is, am I chayiv mezuzah? Because my animals are stationed there. Am I chayiv mezuzah? Because my cans are in the pantry. My chayiv mezuzah because my car, my tools, whatever, my bikes, and my sukkah, whatever else is in my garage. That's the question of Beis HaOtzer. So you saw and that's the Shulchan Aruch says in Seif Aleph Chayiv. The Shulchan Aruch returns to it in greater detail here in Seif Beis. And as you know, that this is rooted in the sukkah that we spend time on in Maseches Yuma. A complicated shock of Atari Machlokas Amorahim initially, whether there is a Machlokas HaTanayim about Beis HaOtzer. Is there even a, that was a Machlokas? Ultimately, the Gemara concludes, yes. Gemara concludes that there is a Machlokas HaTanayim, whether Beis HaOtzer is Chayiv or Pato, the storage space is chayiv or pater. And what had emerged from the Gemara's, the way the Gemara's reading the out of the braises there, is if you hold that generally storage space is chayiv, because remember you had that braisa that the storage flips, the status of the storage flips if nashim ne ososham, whatever that means exactly. That was an unclear phrase. So there were two options. Either storage space is pater, but if there's some other use that the space has as well, sometimes the women go there to put on their makeup or something, nashim is kashtos, that's a reason to be chayiv. That's one approach. That's an assumption that the storage inherently is pater, or storage is generally chayiv, but if people sometimes bathe there, nashim rochzos sham, so the bathing is going to make you pater. People bathe there, so that maybe is because people are engaged in an important activity, but one for which one's not fully clothed. So that will be a reason to be pater from zuz. The bizayin make you pater from zuz. And that's a machlokas hatanoim. That's the Gemara concludes. Machlokas hatanoim. We have braises in both directions, and a machlokas rishonim hadapaskin. That's the way the tour presents it. The tour says that otzar is chayiv. Storage space is chayiv. The Rambam says, Pater, my father said Chayiv. He's clearly starting with his father, which is not surprising. Also, Machlokas, as is true with so many issues in Hilchas Mezuzot, Machlokas, Rosh and Rambam, the Rosh Paskins, like those Tanam who say, Beis Otzer is Chayiv, and the Rambam, the Rosh Paskins, Beis Otzer is Chayiv, the Rambam Paskins, Beis Otzer is Pater. Now, looking at the Rambam is illuminating, before you begin to Psak Halacha, because since the Rambam has this whole framework of the Asara Tanaim, so you look, and since the Rambam is a man of extraordinary care about organization and about placement, so everything fits under one of those rubrics. So if you follow the paper trail, the Rambam gives four, you remember the Rambam spoke about conditions that have to do with the doorway, which right now are not relevant, and then within the conditions about the room, without the bias, some have to do with the technical, the structural aspects of the bias, and four of them have to do with the functional aspects of the bias. What is the dira? You only have, if there's a dira, what type of dira? Four criteria that the dira has to meet in order to be chayev. Those are the last, more or less. Because it has to be chol, it has to be not Kodesh, we'll get to that coming up. And it has to be for Diras Adam, for Diras Kavod, for Diras Keva. It has to be, the Dira has to be Diras Chol. Okay, it has to be respectable, we'll come to that. It has to be Diras Keva, as opposed to Diras Arayim. It has to be used for Diras Adam. So what's Diras Adam? The Rambam is clear, if you keep reading, it's clear in Halacha Zayin, Parabav Halacha Zayin, he says, oh, the Beis HaTev and the Beis HaBak, all these storage spaces are pater from mezuzah. Beis Sachet Tim Yuchid Lecha. As opposed to these. What do you mean as opposed to these? So he explains. If you have a storage space which is used sometimes as well for putting on makeup, so then Chayev is mezuzah, Shairei Yeshba Yichud L'Diras Adam. Then it is set aside for Diras Adam. So that's that Diras Adam condition the Rambam had spoken about, means exactly this. You have to live in there. The fact that your stuff lives there, that's not enough to mechayev mezuzah. So that the Rambam is, and that's why, that's what we understand. If the function of the room is exclusively storage, that's not a dira, it's mechayev mezuzah. The fact that I leave things there and I go in to get things there, that's not dira, that's even that I'm actually doing something there. That's that approach in Tanan, that the Rambam accepts, that dira, that otzar is pater. Why? Because it doesn't have the right type of dira. That function doesn't qualify as dira. I mean, again, as the Rambam put it, it's not diras adam. People aren't living there. Maybe my animals live there. Maybe my stuff lives there. My car lives in my garage. My cans live in my pantry. The bikes live in the shed. That's very nice. But animals and bikes and cars aren't chayv mezuzah. The only time they're chayv mezuzah is if it's diras adam, human habitation. If it's not human habitation, that's not chayv. In other words, this is not the right type of dira. If there is some human use people actually do something while they're there as well, even though it's not the primary use, then you're ready, you're chayiv. So that's the approach of the Rambam. And the Rush and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch follow the other approach in Tana Lama. No, that Beis Oritzer is chayiv, meaning that does qualify as Dira. The usage of a dining room, the function of a bedroom, the function of a kitchen, so that's very human heavy. You're there the whole time. The whole time the room is being used, there are people there. See here, people aren't there as much, but apparently the fact that I store my things there and I go in to get things, I go in and out to put things down, to get things out, that already qualifies as sufficient dira to be chayav. And that's the Shulchan Aruch, pretty clear, like the Rush and the Tur. Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Beis HaTavim, Beis HaEtzim, Beis HaBagar, Chayavim. And then he quotes, the consistent with that, that the Nashim Neosos was a potem. Nashim Rochtos Behem. So Kim Shomdos Shamarumos. People are bathing there. So Ein Kavod Shamayim Liyos Shamuzuz. It's not respectful to have mezuzah. In other words, Bizayon Paters from mezuzah. A concept we had in Sif Aleph. That was one of the three reasons why one might be putter from mezuzah by Shut Fasakim. If there's a concern that people may pull down the mezuzah, disgrace the mezuzah. That's a reason, their bizayon is a reason to become putter from mezuzah. And here as well, bizayon is a reason to be putter from mezuzah.
Yes.
Is Shulchan
Aruch saying the effect on the wanting sefarot also?
I'm sorry? Shulchan Aruch there, he didn't get involved in details. He just said Rephas is chayiv. Beis HaBakar is chayiv. And now he's unpacking. So Beis is unpacking, saying, Rav is chayiv. But by the way, if Nashim Roch is Sham, then you'll be putter.
They indicate
that
in
Sefarot,
Pakar,
Lulan,
also 7,
9, 7, etc. Mm-hmm. Also say that Nashim Roch should be putter? Yeah, that's the same thing. That's all the same thing. Yeah. Doesn't matter whether it's for Eitzim or for Tevin or for Yain or Sham. Right. Doesn't matter whether it's Bakar. Or some of the cases overlap. You're right. In Sif Beis, he gives some other cases also, but those are all, I think, interchangeable. I think it has to do with, you can trace it back, the Gemara has several different prices. And some of the different prices have different examples.
Right. But specifically between Rephas Bakar and Beis Bakar, Tolfos and others distinguish between them.
Yeah, because it's so grub. But here, Shulchan says, even there, you're chayv.
Right.
And Sif Aleph also had a mix. Yeah. And it should be noted, Mishkan Yaakov does try to argue in favor of the approach of the Rambam, that Otsar is Pater, and he has a very, very clever raya, although I don't think except the halacha. Lamaisa, we do put a mezuzah on a pantry. We do put a mezuzah on a garage. And the Rambam would not put a mezuzah on a garage. Rambam would not... unless you go through the garage into your house. If you actually park your car in the garage every night and then walk into your house, maybe it's a Pesach HaMevi Lidei. You got to think about that. But Stam, I have a room that I just used for storage. The Rambam would say, I'm Pater.
Yeah? I have like a garage that a lot of people do building projects in it.
So, no, so if it's used as a workshop, that's real dira. That's real dira. We'll get to workspaces. Workspaces are coming up. We'll get to stores, which are somewhat similar. That's Chanusha B'Shvakim is later in the Simen, in the early teens. Sif Yudal. But yeah, Pasha is a workshop with B'chai. So if it's really just used for, and that's something even the Ram would agree. And that's like Nashim Miskashtos Sham. But we said so the Ram assumes, but in general, if it's really just used for storage, your potter. So Mishkanes Yaakov has a fascinating raya. If you want to take a look, it's found this in the Tshuvas in Yerdea, Sim Pei Vav. If you look in the eighth parak of Sota, by the dinim of the Chozer Me'orcha Melchama, that a Jew has a right to be called back from the front if Bana buys Velo Chanachal, right? And all those dinim, so that's one of the cases where you have a din d'oraisa of bias. So the Mishkanes Yaakov says, if you look there, it seems like we assume that Beis HaOtzer is Pater. And he assumes, as we usually do, that the definition, if you have a constant halach that comes in multiple areas, usually you assume that's the same. And lechem, Lechem comes up and by chametz and matzah, and lechem comes up by benching, lechem comes up by pasachim, and so on and so forth. You should assume the same definition of however you define lechem. One, you define lechem across the board. However you define pri ha'etz by arla and by bar pri ha'etz are going to be the same. So here too, as a matter of fact, if you were in yeshiva last year and you learned Masech HaSukkah, so we'll be getting to that brisa soon. There's a brisa near the beginning of Masech HaSukkah that has one specific din of bias. That has to have a minimum size of dalad dalad. The brisa has over 10 areas of halacha where that's relevant. Less than dalad dalad is no mezuzah, no makan, no this, no that. Add deemed the brisa, deemed rabbanon, all over the place, including the chorazim orachim lacham, and then Tosus throws in several more that the brisa didn't cover. So the Mishkas Yaakov thinks if you cross reference the sugyos, it seems that we should pass like a Rambam. Lamaisa, we do not. We assume that based on Ocher's chayiv, it should be noted. That it's also going to be true. That it's, yeah. Along similar lines, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. But let's say I have employees in my house, and I have my employees in my house, and they have a room. So let's say if the employees are Jewish, they're chayv mezuzah themselves. If the household have a Jewish household help, so of course they're chayv mezuzah l'chora. How about if I have household help living in the house and they're not Jewish? Now that raises a whole host of halachic and hashkafic questions. It's certainly not something, a non-Jewish living is something that needs a lot of careful thought and shelas chacham b'kovid rosh. But if you've gone down that path, the question is, so I have a non-Jewish living, a non-Jewish au pair, and she has her own room. Should you put a mezuzah there? You're not putting a mezuzah there. She's not chayav mezuzah. Yeah, but I am. Because that's considered to be my dira, my hishtamshus, because I'm contractually supposed to provide her with a place to live. So I'm providing her with a place to live using this room. So that's considered to be, obviously she lives there, but to an extent that's my dira as well. My hishtamshus in the room, I'm not actually using the room, I'm using the room indirectly because I'm providing it to her for her use. That's exactly the machloka that captures Machloka's Rosh and Rambam. Do we think about that as only the hishtamshus of the person or non-person that's in the room? We say, no, in fact, I'm providing it to my hishtamshus. We pass like the Rosh to your Takachai. Now, the Ramah, though, you had a question. I'm not renting out the room. Correct. If I'm renting out the room, so then I'm positive. Because then it's up to them how they want to use the room. And they could not live in the room too. And so if I'm a landlord with non-Jewish tenants, so I have no chiv mezuzah in my non-Jewish tenants' apartments. As a matter of fact, I have no chiv mezuzah in my Jewish tenants' apartments either. That's their chiv mezuzah, right? That's a gemara that will be never be seen. It's a chovas hadar, where the title comes from. That's maskir socher. You have a landlord-tenant, and that's a big issue in halacha and la'abdil and other legal systems. That comes up all the time. I'm renting an apartment, so who has to take care of what? Who has to pay the property tax, which actually varies apparently from country to country? Who takes care of utilities? Who takes care of something if something breaks? Well, you mean something breaks like we need a plumber? It means something breaks like the light blew out. And that may be different. Right? Who is supposed to provide the furniture? Who's supposed to, well, probably the tenant, unless it specifies a furnished home. Who's supposed to provide the refrigerator? Probably the landlord. Who's supposed to provide the sink? Most definitely the landlord. And a whole host of issues. So you're saying, well, who's supposed to provide mezuzah? So we assume it's the socher. Why? Because mezuzah is chovas hadar. That's part of the equipment the landlord is not mechuyev to provide if it's a Jewish tenant. And I have no chiv mezuzah whatsoever if it's not. There's no chiv mezuzah if it's a non-Jewish tenant. Why? Because that's not the same as providing a room for my employee. There, I need to provide a room. She has no rights to that room. She has no legal rights. I mean, it's obviously, Tara Harris, she has her room. I shouldn't just move around at will, a whim. But she has no legal rights to any particular room. I need to provide her with a reasonable place to live. But it could be this room or that or the other room. She's not renting this particular space. That svara, by the way, happens to show up in other places. Also, I think we'll be seeing it again later on in Resh Pei Vav. I think Rav Moshe has that svara in context of not only mezuzah, but Erev Chatzeros, in places where I might even be paying for a room, but not any particular room. Whether you're in a hotel or a hospital or a prison. Three very different types of facilities, hopefully. And what's common to all three is that I'm getting a room, but I don't have rights to a particular room. And management could move me to the different room without, you know, obviously a hotel will be polite about it, but I don't have, just because I made a reservation, I don't have rights to a particular room. I have rights to a room, or maybe a room of a certain genre, a suite, a studio, whatever it is. But I don't have rights to this particular room. The same is true in a hospital and certainly in a prison. And I don't really have rights to a particular cell. I'm being provided with a place to be, a place to live. So that's my Rashi writes, I think, both with respect to Erev Chatzeres and with respect to mezuzah, I'm not the socher. Even in a situation where in a hotel or a hospital where I am paying for my stay, but I'm not renting this particular room. I'm just paying for the right to have a bed. So then that's not even a socher. I have no chiyuv mezuzah. The patient or the patron of the hotel has no chiyuv mezuzah, and there's no concern of Erev Chatzeres because you don't have multiple households. You just have one household. This is all owned, operated, and the dira really is that of the owner of the hospital, the owner of the hotel. Okay. But now let's dig some more into this issue. So Lama'asa, when all is said and done, Lama'asa, we paskin like the Rush. We paskin like the Rush that Beis Ha'otzer is chayv mezuzah. It should be noted, though, that and what we'll get to, I think, Rekiv Eger later on is going to talk about often you might not want to make a bracha. That's something we touched on in Resh Pei, beginning of Resh Pei Tess. You have a suffix, you have a machlokas and mezuzah, so often we'll say you're chayv, but no bracha. He really seems like that's how we paskin. So I figure, let's say the only mezuzah you're putting up is a pantry. You learn the thing, wow, we don't have a mezuzah in the pantry. Or you built a new pantry. Or the mezuzah fell down. Whatever it is. Or you took that mezuzah check in, that mezuzah taco was possible. Put up a new mezuzah. If you make a bracha or not, it's very possible you would not, because the Rambam holds that you're about to. So we're going to put up a mezuzah. We might try to avoid. We certainly, if we have multiple mezuzahs to put up, we would not choose that one to be the one we make a bracha. Okay. Now then, yeah. In general, when there's a machlokas, I think Rekiv Eger, I think it's later in the siman, tries to work out. Sometimes we're really convinced that we pass like one shita, and then we wouldn't even consider it to be a safik bracha. So no, we're vaday chayiv. Okay, Rama holds pater. But his position is rejected. So when do you say it's rejected, and it's not even a safik bracha? When do you say no? We hold chayiv, but we still a little bit of a suffix, enough that you would avoid making a bracha. So I think Kiveg later in the siman tries to work on, does it matter if it was, you know, if the sheet is not quoted at all? It's a here, the sheet is not quoted at all in Shulchan Aruch. He just presented stam. No mention of his machlokas. He just deletes all reference to Rambam. So does that mean that it's... that we're so convinced of the Rosh that we even make a bracha, so let's stay tuned for that. But I want to take a look at now is the Ramah. Because again, the Mechaber said, we pass like the Rosh, Beis Ha'otzer is Chayv. However, Nashu Roch Tosa is Potter. Now, if you hold Beis Ha'otzer is Chayv, then what the Braisa was saying, you can have a room which has Dira, HaMechayeves, and yet is Potter because one of the functions of the room is a function for which people aren't clothed. And therefore, it's a design to put up a mezuzah. So the question is that always true? So Ramah says, well, this idea the Gemara had, that bizayon is going to pot you from mezuzah, the davka elu aval cheder mamish filmakam she'ish v'ishi yishen v'sham shem sham chayv mezuzah. So Ramah says, this idea that bizayon pots you from mezuzah, that's only these types of rooms. I mean these types of rooms, meaning... Oh, and that's Ramah's first position. And he says, no, Yesh Omrim, the Bizayon always patters. Now, the Vilna Gaon, and the Gaon says that we pass on like the first day. So the Gaon says that we pass on like the first day, that's in Sifkat and Dalet. Yeah. Iker Kesvar Rishonim. Iker Kesvar Rishonim. In other words, why did the Gemara only raise this issue of Nashim Rochsu Sham in Beis HaTevet? According to the second half, says that was the most common situation. That's the most common situation? Maybe, I don't know. So people bathe? I don't know. In the barn? Seems unusual, but again, they're different. They didn't have indoor plumbing, so everything was different. But the Ramadan says, Iker Kesvar Rishonim, the Gemara only mentioned Bizayon and Pottery by Beis HaOtzer, because it's only true by Beis HaOtzer. Why would it only be true by Beis HaOtzer? So what this means, Bir Advarim, even so, I think Shechta suggested to me, and then he pointed out that Avinezer has another application of this Svar as well. We paskin that even Otzer is Chayiv Mezuzah, but it's an even. In other words, everyone agrees that Otzer has less Dira than a bedroom or a living room or a dining room or a den or a workshop where people actually are doing stuff there. Clearly, it's a Dira Klishta. It's a weaker form of Dira. So Macholkes HaTanam is that, you know, where do you draw the threshold? So we assume that the threshold for Dira is below that. Even Otzer is enough. It's a weaker form of Dira such that it could be thrown off. Such that it could be thrown off. Maybe maybe at the end we'll come back. Ebenezer has another application of maybe there could be differences between the dira of a storage space versus the dira of regular rooms. So that's why we're saying, oh, if it's just a storage space, as it is sort of on the border, barely made it into Chiyuv Mezuzah, the Bizayon will knock the way. Now, but there's another problem. We keep reading the Ramah, because again, the beginning of the Ramah had been discussing, is a master bedroom Chayim Mezuzah or not? And then that's parallel to the case of Beis HaOtzer. It's used mostly for sleeping, but a master bedroom, a couple is intimate at times. And that's a wonderful thing, just to clarify. It's a wonderful thing, it's an important thing, it's a mitzvah, it's a source of Kedusha, and it's something for which people are not clothed. So it's an activity that we recommend in a marital context, but it's something which could potentially pater from mezuzah. So that was a question, room is mostly used for sleeping, which is a dira mechayeves, but occasionally also used for tashmish. So that was the machlokas, and we paskin, as we said, like the first day in the Ramadha, no, there, master bedroom taka is chayv. Master bedroom taka is chayv, because that's a real ishtamshu. Yeah, people sleep in the bedroom. It's not just used for storage. Then the Ramadha goes on to say, venerally, after the hay in brackets of the gon, venerally, the makam shadelas mi bifnim, o kishishoch ven sham sogrim hadelas, venim tzab, mezuz mechotz, chayv lekuli alma. The Ramah goes on to say, if the door is on the inside and you can close the door and have the mezuzah on the outside, that takes us back to the world of Reish Peites. Right? But again, if you have a, it sounds like this is Ramah, I believe, Mishnasa. If you have the door on the outside, all in the front, so you're going to have the mezuzah achore, in the halal pesach achore. No, so if you have a, if the door is on the outside, then the door does not form a mechitza between the mezuzah and the couple. So he says, that was the whole shayla. The whole shayla was just, if there's no mechitza between. But the way our doors normally work in inside homes, that the door to a bedroom swings in, so the mezuzah is on the outside of the door anyhow. So the Ramah said, there's no shayla. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees with chayv. So let's understand that for a moment. Meaning, there's even its second day, which holds as a problem of bizayon, says, oh, but if there's a mechitza, then it's fine. If there's a door, then it's fine. So pray tell, why aren't our bathrooms chayiv mezuzah too? They have doors. A bathroom is patur because it's not a diras covered. Okay, they have a door. The mezuzah will be on the outside. The bathroom's on the inside. So what's the problem? There are law. We don't say that since our bathrooms have doors, the door swings in, so you can have mezuzah on the outside. So why is that? Why is that any different? Maybe it's more bizayon.
Bathrooms are not bizayon. It's not a dira
covered. Oh. So take a look. Good. Take a look. Sif Dalet. Right, Tziv Dalet says, Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchas, Beis HaBurtzki, Beis HaTfila, those are potter, the bathroom, the bathhouse, the mikvah, or a tannery, the various smelly chemicals, those are all potter, fisha enam asuim l'diras kavod. They're not meant for diras kavod. And that takes us back to the Braisa and Yuma, Yeraf and Beis, and to the Rambam's list of the criteria that the sort of dira that we're looking for in order to mechayev. I say exactly there. The pshad is it's not that a bathroom really should be chayev, but okay, how can you put mezuzah? It's gonna smell. How can mezuzah lo naim? No, that's not the pshad. Bathroom is not chayev mezuzah. Just like if I own a park. It's not a chayav mezuzah. Pashas. It's a bad example. Not a bad example. I own a lake. Not a chayav mezuzah. Why not? Well, because why should it be chayav mezuzah? It's not a bias. It doesn't have a wall. It doesn't have anything. There's no dira. Why should it be chayav? It doesn't fit the conditions. So, Beis HaKisei is not... Or if let's say I have a... I have a room. I have a bedroom that's less than $1. So what's price? It's potter because really should put up a mezuzah, but since it's so small, the mezuzah is gonna fall off. No, it's not a bais which is chayav mezuzah. It doesn't fit the conditions. There's no chiv to begin with because it doesn't fit the conditions of a bais chayav mezuzah. Namely, it's not $1. So here too, for the bais to be chayav mezuzah, it needs to have the right size and shape. It also needs to, and then the roof. It also needs to have the right type of dira. If there's no dira, if I have a house that no one's using, an abandoned house, is not chayav mezuzah. Why? Not because we're worried that something's going to happen to mezuzah. There's no reason to be chayav. There's no dira mechayavas. There's no mechayav. So if there is a dira, but it doesn't fit the conditions, one of the conditions is diras kavod. Another condition is diras kavod. So if there's no diras kavod, then there's nothing, no reason to be chayav. So that's where there's no dira hamichayev, and that's what the Shach points out in Sif and Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Whereas you Sif Beis, there is a dira mechayev. We paskin that storage space is high, even better. The master bedroom. There is a dira mechayev. The main dira of the room is sleeping. That's kavua and kavod, dira sa'adam, everything. But it happens to be there is bizayon that can get in the way. So there is a chiyuv, but there's a problem. So I can have a solution to the problem. Solution to the problem is you have a door, and that creates a mechitza, and that's a solution. And the Ramah then, now going back to the Ramah, the beginning of the Ramah, the machlokas that he had quoted, whether bizayon paters only by a dira klishta, by a storage space, or even by a bedroom, that was all in the details of this idea that bizayon paters when there is basically regular dira. Now we appreciate the first shita. In other words, there's in a case where there's more dira, so that the bizayon doesn't color it so much. In case there's less dira, so the bizayon may take over more. And this follows through as well, by the way, in Se'if Hei. Se'if Hei. In Se'if Hei. Malkam Sheish Tinuf. Now he goes on to talk about, up until now, the Gemara's discussion of bizayon were useless, rich people are not clothed. In Se'if Hei, he quotes from the Kolbo and others, how about if it's not that people aren't clothed, but that there's a human waste? For instance, you have babies with dirty diapers. You have the changing table. You're changing the dirty diapers. Malkum sheish tino, tinok is mitzuyim sham, tov l'chasos ha-mezuzah. There he doesn't even want necessarily, not even asking for the standard of let's put up mechitza, let's have a door. He's just saying it would be a good idea, be tov, be a good idea to cover mezuzah. Only tov, because the Gemara never defined tinuf, human waste, as a bizayon in the context of mezuzah. But that's a chumra that we shown him to treat that also a little bit as a bizayim. So it would be a good idea to have a covered mezuzah. And then the mechaber ends. The mechaber ends with the b'makom tahara tov lios neris. It really would be a good idea to for mezuzah to be as visible as possible. In the case of there's no, then if it's a home full of adults, older children, there's no concern of tinov, it'd be better to have clear cases. The Vilna Gaon says, what's the makar? He gives you as a makar the Zohar. The Vilna Gaon Sif Kat and Zayin. He says that's the makar for this. And it could be also, another makar might be that Yerushalmi that we had earlier, about Keneged Seif Yosef. And that's a very tall dory, Yerushalmi said it should be shoulder height. It all seems to have to do with the visibility. That's what we had discussed at the time. In terms of the details of this din of kisui, so the shach, it's the end of Sivkat and Tess, right, indicates that even if it's an ongoing thing, it's there all, you have kisui, you have tinuf there all the time. You're right next to the, right, you have a changing table right inside the kids' room. Mamash. You're changing diapers, there's not a cave. You're changing on a regular basis. So that's fine. Kisoy still works. That's again the Pizchei Tshuva and Sivka and Zayin called the Yara Kitana, who is very worried about Tinof, and he says if it's Tadir, so then you can't put mezuzah there at all. The Shach rejects that pretty clearly. The end of Sif Katan Tes. Even if it's Tinof Tadir, you put up mezuzahs and you cover them. Yeah, Pizchei Tshuva has more to say. He quotes that there's a Tazir. Could I take lists of cotton hay? Pizchei Tshuva quotes the Magen Avraham and says that whether, what type of kisui do you need? They usually assume that means an opaque case. In a case of tinuf, you'd want to have an opaque case as opposed to a clear case. But I think that wraps up the issues of diras kavod versus a case where there's no diras kavod for sif dalet versus a case where there is, the ikar dira is a diras kavod. But there's a side use which is initial cover. To wrap up with two final points, now in terms of that core idea, and then we have to mention that the Avnei Nezer. In terms of the core idea, just to clarify some, which is to build out some more, this idea of no diras cover versus the diras cover, there's a side bizayon. That's why, let's say, you wouldn't say. Beis Akisa is pater even if you also brush your teeth there. You brush your teeth every morning in the bathroom. That's a hishtam shoshal kavod. People could be dressed when they're brushing their teeth. They could be dressed when you're shaving. You could be dressed when you wash your hands. Yeah. But the primary, the ikar dira, a dira shan shoshal kavod. So there's nothing to discuss. One last point is that the first day in the Ramah, which we paskin like, right? That the whole idea of Bizayon making you putter, not just cover, but make you putter, is Nashim Rochsel Shom. That's only when it's a Dira Klishta. That's how we paskin like the first day in the Ramah. It's only when it's merely Otsar. It says before, that's because Otsar is barely a deer. So that means that since it's barely a deer, if you're also doing a deer Shein HaShal Kavod, so that could sort of take over and become the Ikar Dira. So all it's used for is storage. Okay, Shir Chayv could be all the storage is Chayv. But if it's used for storage and occasionally for bathing, because storage is such a weak contender, it's barely dira, so the bathing, even though bathing is occasional, that takes over and this becomes, you know, it becomes defined as primarily dira she'en shel kavod. The other case where we might differentiate between the barely dira of the dira klishta of otzer versus a full dira of a bedroom, a dining room, a living room, it takes us back to se'if Aleph. Avnezer writes the following. Mentioned before the idea that maybe the Pesach HaMevi Lidei, if a hallway that leads to a room, so not only is the door into the room Chai, the door into the kitchen, the door into the dining room, the door into the living room, the door into the bedroom, but even the doorway at the beginning of the hallway, we'll see that's going to come up later also, Beis Shar, the Pesach HaMevi Lidei. This is a non-adjacent doorway, that's one way of thinking about it. Non-adjacent doorway into the living room. Because this is, you go through the doorway into the hallway, you'll get to the living room. Go through the doorway into the hallway, you'll get to the kitchen. So the Ebenezer says, yes, that's true, if it's a hallway that leads you to those sorts of rooms, a dining room, a kitchen, a den, real dear. But Ebenezer says, let's say you have a hallway that leads to a storage space. You have a hallway, the end of the hallway is just a pantry. Or you have a hallway to a garage. Avinayu says that's too much. It's enough that we have real dira, a real room. So then, even the secondary door that directly gets you there, that's also chai. The whole way to get there. It says that if just a whole way leads to a garage, just a whole way leads to a pantry. The pantry itself is barely chai. The pantry barely makes the grade to have enough dira to be chai. So yeah, havuzo lo sevala. Says yeah, okay. So the doorway into the pantry is going to be chayv, but you're not going to say that the doorway at the other end of the hallway is chayv because it's maybe liday pantry. That already is too much. That's again, it's another application. This Avinezer, that the hallway to the pantry is not chayv and mezuzah. That's another application of the first shita in the Ramah in Sevbeis that otzer is chayv, but it remains a weaker type of dira. It's enough to be chayv. It's a weaker type of dira than regular rooms and cheder mamish. And that's why, number one, bizayon can make it pater. And number two, if there's no bizayon, the Beis HaOtzer itself is chayv, but a Pesach HaMevi Lidei Beis HaOtzer, that would be pater.